Astronomy Ireland held a public lecture last night about the new $10 billion James Webb telescope, which launched successfully over Christmas into outer space. The plans for the telescope are far more advanced than any telescope humankind has sent to space before. And from Astronomy Ireland, David Moore is on the line. Hi, David.
Hi, good morning.
So explain to me what's so special about this telescope.
It is the most expensive telescope we've ever built in human history, and it can see back practically to the beginning of time. So it makes it very special indeed. Over 20 years in development and about $10 billion spent so far. But it should explain where the universe came from. Well, at least there were bits that are important to us. Most of the atoms in your body, for instance, and in the planet. So it's quite an important mission for that reason, but it has lots of other things it can do as well. Seeing planets around other stars, right now we can detect them with tricks, but this telescope is so powerful in space, it'll actually be able to see them directly.
Okay. When you say it can look into the past, how does that work?
Well, in fact, it's not that special. We can all do it. When you look at the moon, you're seeing it as it was about a second and a half ago. When you look at the sun, which you shouldn't do, but the sun might take about 8 minutes to get to us. And when you look up in the stars in the night sky, they're typically hundreds of light years away, which means you're seeing them as they were hundreds of years ago. Now, when you've got a telescope this powerful, it can see objects not just millions of years in the past, but billions of years. The universe, we think, is just under 14 billion years old. And it can see back to the first stars that were ever created after the Big Bang. The Big Bang was very hot, but once it cooled down, the first gas clouds formed, and then you think some monster stars were produced, the likes of which we don't see at the moment, about a million times brighter than the sun. Imagine there was one of them where the sun is now. The rock under your feet would start boiling from the heat of a star like that. And these monsters seeded the early universe with the atoms that are in your body now.
So are you saying, David, that at a certain point, and when will that point be, we will be able to have a much deeper understanding of the origins of the universe based on what this telescope can see?
Yeah, this telescope supersedes the Hubble Space Telescope, which is still going strong. That was only $2 billion. This one costs five times more, maybe a bit of that inflation. But the Hubble could see back to the early universe, maybe a billion years after the Big Bang. But it couldn't see back further, because it turns out the further back in time you look, the more things are rushing away from you, and the more the light gets moved over to the red, and that moved it out of Hubble's vision. So this one was designed to see not just in the red, but in the infrared that you and I can't see. And that's where we think these first stars, their light is. And of course, a bigger telescope as well, so they're very, very faint, okay, that far away. Everything's been customized to see the first stars in the universe.
And David, when can we expect this information to start coming through?
Oh, yes. Well, right now, it's going to take about a month to get it into orbit. It has to be a million miles from the Earth. The Hubble is just a few hundred miles above the Earth. This one has to go far from the Earth, because the Earth is like a furnace to it. It would dazzle the telescope. So give it a month. So it was launched Christmas Day, end of January. It should start testing out the cameras. They have to then calibrate all the cameras, check all the systems out. There may be some publicity image released in a few months' time, but the big images are expected after about 6 months. And then we've got about 10, maybe 20 years of pictures to come back from this telescope.
Wow, that sounds fascinating. Well, listen, we look forward to talking to you later in the year about this and what we might learn from this massive James Webb telescope. And I know there were Irish scientists involved in developing it as well. Thank you, David Moore from Astronomy Ireland. Call Limerick today.